Hey, welcome to day 144. 144, Coffee with Kenny. One of my favorite cups. Love that one. Today, we're going to talk about loss of tail rotor thrust during a hover. As I mentioned yesterday, my examiner of 20 years has stated people are showing up at check rides and getting confused on the different types of failures associated with tail rotors. And if you can imagine, during a check ride, of course, your nerves are high. It's easy to confuse things and mess things up. I am Kenny Keller, creator of Helicopter and Land Ground School. An email just came in from someone, man, I'm so nervous about the check ride. Join Helicopter and Land Ground School. We will help you ease that overwhelm. That's why we're here. This is the daily video copy with Kenny. Now, I want to tell you something here. We're going to use the instrument manual today. And I just read through the Robinson manual. It's very simple. During a loss of thrust during a hover, it's basically roll off throttle, cushion to landing, okay? That as stated. In the instrument manual, it goes a little farther. This is what we're trying to make the point of. Because of the many different malfunctions that can occur, success in coping with tail rotor malfunctions depends on recognition of the condition and use of the proper emergency procedures. The following is a description of the three basic types of malfunctions and appropriate emergency procedures to follow. So they say, number one, complete loss of thrust. Number two is fixed pitch setting. And number three is loss of tail rotor or components. So there's how one manufacturer has them broken down. For this video, complete loss of tail rotor thrust, hovering flight. When a tail rotor thrust is lost in hovering flight, the helicopter will rotate rapidly to the right, even with full application of left pedal. Proceed as follows. Roll throttle off to idle position. Helicopter will slow down or stop rotation. As helicopter settles to ground, cushion landing with up collective, throttle off. That's all it says. Basically the same thing with the Robinson manual. Now, the two examples we just talked about, yes, are both counterclockwise systems, okay? So now in this day and age with every video, I pretty much have to put a disclaimer in. You always have to check the POH for the aircraft you're flying, okay? That's the deal. We give you tips and tricks and we talk about these things in these different videos, but it oils back to knowing what the POH says for the aircraft that you're flying. So with that being said, again, I'm Kenny Keller, creator of Helicopter Land Ground School. We have a Memorial Day special going on now, ends the end of the month. For this particular sale, end of May, links down below for 30% off yearly or the Big Professional Pilot membership. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee that goes along with that. And you have a 24-hour test flight on the monthly and yearly options where you can go and check out the training for 24 hours. If it's not right for you, remove your credit card before the end of the 24-hour period and you will be billed nothing. Between the test flight and the 30-day money-back guarantee, pretty darn good deal. I'd say it's pretty darn fair. 7 years we've been online, man. We're darn proud of it. You can also get either one of our books, Top 10 Check Ride Tips, or Helicopter Check Ride for just shipping and handling. Those links will be down below as well. We bought the books for you. We ship them to you. So thanks for joining us for day 144. Come back tomorrow for day 145. Subscribe and click the bell. That way you'll get a notification of when the video will be airing for each day. And please give us a comment down below. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the video. If you don't like the video, make sure and you hit the dislike button twice, because that's just good stuff. All right, see y'all in day 145.